Agencies are hiring more veterans now than ever before. More than 33% of new hires by executive branch agencies were veterans in 2014. But agencies say veterans' preference regulations are confusing, almost too ambiguous for hiring managers themselves and the vets. We get more now from Federal News Radio's Nicola Grisco.
Ask about the success of the veterans' preference program? Well, it depends on who you talk to. Veterans who get hired into the federal workforce under veterans' preference have few complaints. But veterans who don't get hired don't know why. They say they have no insight into how preference works and how agencies use it to make decisions. And reactions from agency hiring managers are mixed. Congressman Brad Wenstrup is the chairman of the House Veterans Affairs Economic Opportunity Subcommittee.
It's not uncommon for VA hiring managers to complain that they always try to use a special hiring authority to hire a new employee because when they use the competitive hiring service, they get back a certification list from VA's HR that blocks qualified non-veteran candidates and only lists non-qualified veteran candidates. And I'm sure that this is an issue facing HR officials across the federal government. On the flip side, it's not uncommon for us to hear from veterans who were blocked by HR officials or managers for consideration because of their bias against veteran candidates.
Agencies are certainly hiring more veterans now than they did before President Obama signed an executive order in 2008. It required agencies to actively hire more veterans. Veterans made up nearly 31% of the federal workforce in 2014. In 2009, that number was 25%. Some agencies are doing better than others. Ideally, here's how veterans' preference is supposed to work. A hiring manager has two qualified candidates for a job. Both candidates meet the job qualification standards. One candidate is a veteran. The other one isn't. In this case, the hiring manager should apply veterans' preference and pick the veteran for the job. Candidates who are veterans preference eligible receive at least 5 extra points when the hiring manager calculates his qualification score. A disabled veteran would get at least 10 extra points. But veteran service organizations say they hear a lot of myths about how the system works. Alex Morosky is the deputy director of the National Legislative Service at the Veterans of Foreign Wars of America.
The main complaint that we hear is people apply for a job, they don't get the job, and they feel that a non-veteran was necessarily hired ahead of them, or they don't understand that you have to also be qualified and meet the basic job qualifications in the first place. There's sort of a myth that a veteran's preference is a guarantee of employment in any job in the federal government that you apply for.
Daniel Smith is the assistant director of the Veterans Employment and Education Division at the American Legion.
The main thing is it's subjective. There's no way to know if veterans' preference is actually being followed. You have an HR manager or a hiring official inside of a closed door. They have two applicants, one's a civilian, one's a veteran. There's no way of knowing if they're using veteran preference. I don't have a solution for that, and American Legion doesn't have a solution for that. Hopefully this committee could look into that. But ultimately, there is no way of knowing. When veterans preference is used, it works.
But veterans who don't get picked for the job and don't believe the agency applied veterans' preference properly can file a complaint with the hiring agency. If the agency doesn't uphold the case, the veteran can file an appeal with the Merit Systems Protection Board. MSPB closed 590 cases in fiscal 2015. MSPB said only 5.4% of those cases had merit. Michael Mushad is the Assistant Secretary for the Veterans Employment and Training Service at the Labor Department.
When I looked at the previous years with the low amount of merit, that leads me to believe that the system is complex, it's very difficult to understand, whether it's on the hiring manager side or the veteran themselves as far as how does a law apply to them.
Mushad says the way veterans' preference regulations are written is just too complex for the veteran and the hiring manager. Agency hiring managers have mixed reviews on the veterans' preference program. Like many regulations that agencies have, it's often seen as just another box to check, another requirement to fulfill. Rick Weidman is the executive director of governmental affairs at the Vietnam Veterans of America. He sees agencies going through the motions when they hire veterans. He says veterans aren't another quota managers need to fill.
Implicit in that, Congressman, is that veterans are, in fact, an affirmative action group. And that if you get 30% of the new hires are veterans, then that's okay. You've met that quota. But that's not it. Veterans preference accrues as an individual right to the man or woman who takes the step forward pledging life and limb to defend the Constitution, particularly during wartime, and that's when they get veterans' preference. So shouldn't be included in affirmative action, and that's where it was stuck for years, and it's still stuck there. It should be with the deputy of the agency. The chief operating officer ought to be responsible to make sure that the agency is looking first to qualified veterans and disabled veterans, sir.
Ed Meager is the executive vice president for healthcare strategy at Information Innovators. He's also a former deputy chief information officer at the VA. He sees agencies going through the motions and checking off the boxes, too, because veterans hiring isn't built into the process itself. He says the work agencies have done so far is well-intended, but government needs to decide if it's serious about actively recruiting veterans for the right jobs. That same thought has human resources experts concerned, too. Some members of the HR community recently told a Senate panel the requirements agencies have on veterans' preference are holding them back from finding the most qualified top talent to fill jobs. Senator Heidi Heitkamp is a ranking member on the Senate Homeland Security and Governmental Affairs Subcommittee. She says rather than post to USA Jobs, wait for a response, and then choose from a list of candidates who may or may not be qualified, she wonders why OPM doesn't keep a list or a registry of veterans and resumes.
Why don't we create an office within OPM of advocacy for disabled veterans so that those professionals would be looking for opportunities not just to give someone a job, but to give them a job that they can perform, that they can be, you know, enriched in. To me, that we got the tail wagging the dog here. We should, if we care about our disabled veterans, we should be advocating for them in the system rather than simply advancing their name into jobs that someone along the line says, look, you know, you may be at the top of the list, but you're not going to be successful and as a result, not happy.
Max Steyer is the president and CEO of the Partnership for Public Service. He says the HR community and agency hiring managers need to think about bringing on veterans in a different way, and they shouldn't only apply this new mindset to the veteran population.
You know, it would be much better if we were recruiting the very best veterans for government as, again, the best private sector companies do as well. So there's a lot of work associated with that that's possible. I think the problem underlying the scary statistic that you heard is actually more than the issue of veterans' preference. I actually think veterans' preference isn't the primary piece of it. I think it really is a failure to actually have a process that's designed to find the right talent for the jobs.
In Washington, Nicola Grisco, federalnewsradio.com and 1500 AM.
Share this interview with colleagues. Go to federalnewsradio.com/federaldrive and click share with friends.